This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Sam, Longview, Texas. Hi, Sam.
Hey, I had a question from my grandkids, actually, concerning Genesis. We have reported that Adam and Eve had, you know, our regular language that, you know, we understand what they were saying. But what about cavemen? And, you know, it seems like, you know, the way we perceive cavemen, they're unlearned, uneducated as far as speech that we found other than writings on walls.
Adam and Eve were hardly unsophisticated. We have accumulation of knowledge, and that's why we can do things that predecessors couldn't do. It isn't that we're smarter than they are, it's that we have an accumulation of knowledge. And I think as well, one of the things that we must recognize is the advent of Western civilization is predicated on the notion that revelation always augments reason. And reason without revelation always leads to the blind ditch of ignorance, which is to say that if you are brilliant, to use the metaphor of sight, you have 20/20 eyesight, but you're sitting in a dark cave, your 20/20 eyesight isn't helping you. You need to have your eyesight or your own reason aided by revelation. And this really is what animated Western civilization. Augustine and those that followed recognized with precision and perspective in a pristine fashion how important revelation was. Because their predecessors, the Greeks, you know, the great philosophers, Aristotle, it wasn't that Aristotle had less mental acumen than Augustine, it was that he had reason unaided by divine revelation. As a result, he left the creation of the cosmos in the hands of capricious gods. No, our ancestors were not benighted, crawling around on all fours. This is an evolutionary idea that one kind evolves into another kind. In the Christian perspective, kinds come into existence all at once, and we can be certain that the Bible is true. From one man, God made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.